On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show, where we have stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. I'm talking to you from KKNW Studio, AM 1150 here in the Seattle area, but you may be listening on WBLQ in Connecticut, Rhode Island, or New York. You may be listening somewhere in the United States on cable radio network, one of the 35 stations in Australia, or somewhere around the world on transformationtalkradio.com. But wherever you're listening from today, you're going to be glad you joined us. But first, I want to say hello to my better half on the show who makes this all possible, Mr. Benny Mathers. Hey, Benny.
Hey, Christine. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty well, thanks, on this drizzly day in the middle of summer. What's this about?
I've just got to change things up for you just a little bit. It'll dry out. Don't worry. Don't panic.
The plants are loving it.
Yeah.
The plants are loving it. And how are you doing, Benny?
Hey, living the dream.
Good. So, Benny, you know, do you get on the internet when you're, you know, during your free time?
No.
You don't?
No. I mean, from all the producing and all the shows that I love to work here, and I'm constantly on the go trying to find new information, I have to disconnect. I mean.
Oh, that's funny, because I'm on the internet a lot.
Oh.
And you know what? You know, every once in a while, I'll find my way to something. I'll have no idea how I found my way to it, but I'll be thrilled by it. And that's how I found our guest today.
Really?
Carol Tuttle is her name. Yes. I don't even remember what I was looking for. And I found my way to a series of videos. And I think I stayed up way too late that night because it's like, oh, I've got to hear this, and I've got to rewatch this video, and this is fascinating. And then I was getting a series of videos, you know, like every day I was getting a new one, and I wait for it in my email. I mean, there's a lot of information out there. I connect with a lot of people, you know, through the show and in my career, but this was like, you know, waiting for the gift to arrive every day. I have been so impressed. And you know, folks, I know that we talk a lot about consciousness, and you're going to think initially that, you know, when I say that we're talking about fashion, that we might be sort of going off, you know, askew, but really, we're going to be connecting fashion to consciousness. My guest today, Carol Tuttle, is the author of Dressing Your Truth, Discover Your Type of Beauty, and it's really an amazing program. First of all, she's been working in energy therapy for, oh gosh, a decade and a half, 2 decades, something like that. She's a best-selling author of several books. She's a radio show host. She's a speaker, and she's a successful businesswoman, which I love because when you can take energy medicine, energy therapy, energetic approaches, and also be successful in business, my hat's off to her because so many people don't, you know, aren't able to do that. And she has been the creator of energy profiling, Dressing Your Truth, as I said before, and The Child Whisperer. And she takes this energy profiling and connects it to fashion in a way that it's not about, are you in the latest trends? Does your body look right? You know, but rather, are you in through your fashion, your hairstyles, representing who you are truly, and that has an effect, as she'll tell you, on many other aspects of your life. I would like to welcome our guest today, Carol Tuttle. Hi, Carol.
Thank you. I love what you say. Like, that's great. We get a copy of that?
Absolutely.
That is so beautiful.
And you know, Carol, it's funny because when I found my way to your work, you know, I shared the information with friends, and then they shared it with friends. And pretty soon I'm seeing some of my friends on Facebook posting links to your website and your series of videos because they were so impressed. So it's the kind of thing that's really taken off within my peers and my friends, and for good reason. And I'm so excited to have you on the show today because this is important information. But first, I want to get a little bit about your background. how did you find your way from, you know, once upon a time finding your own way into your authentic self into this realm of energy profiling and beauty?
Well, it's a pretty typical, you could say it's the story of the wounded healer.
Mm-hmm.
That I, in my late 20s, when I was 29, I had four children that were six and under. And they were...
Oh, my goodness.
They were just in and of itself, that's a lot.
Sure.
To deal with. And I hit a very dark and desperate place in my life. And I realized that up until that point, I really had only been hanging on, trying to override a lot of childhood wounding that had occurred in my life and a lot mm-hmm. of dysfunction that I'd come from. And so my survival tactics had kept me kind of in function and in kind of high achieving mode. But by the time you've had four children, a lot of your capacity to control your life, as mm-hmm. I realized I was doing, is diminished, and I started to have to feel a lot of my emotional wounding and my deep and darkest stuff that I had no clue what it was about. I had no idea what was going on to me. So I entered the world of psychotherapy and honestly saw a counselor, a psychologist for over 2 years, and that just was my spiritual interpretation of what was possible, and my developing belief system at the time, that seemed so unacceptable to me, that God would expect me to raise four children in this compromised, very dysfunctional state that would only wound them. See, I had this capacity uh-huh. to see the bigger picture of what was happening. Even though I was in this story, I knew I had a greater understanding, but no answers. And so I wasn't willing to go down the well-worn path of the status quo of you're just going to have to learn to live with this or you have to medicate.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
And I was I was angry, I was desperate, and I was determined to find answers. And little did I know that those answers would turn into helping a lot of other people, because really the motive at the time was I want to be a good mother.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to wound my children. I can see where my parents, you know, as I started to understand how family shame gets passed down and dysfunction.
Sure.
John Bradshaw was a real influence in my life at the time in the late 80s.
And mine as well, yes.
Yeah, and I started to get it. And yet I got what was happening without the solutions, and I started to look for answers. And so that got me into the world of energy healing in the early 90s,
mm-hmm.
which then just led progressively to being a real student and a observer of human nature from this place of energy.
Mm-hmm.
And that timing,
you know, I got into the field around the same time, late 80s, early 90s, and people didn't talk about it. I mean, yeah, maybe
no,
there were some
all.
People in the French who knew what Reiki was, but really this concept of us, you know, the flow of energy and making our energetic self, you know, feel well, you know, the creating well-being and that created well-being in the rest of our life, it was foreign.
Yeah, very much. Evidently, it's certainly in the consciousness, but there seems to be two camps now, you know, the diehard, you know, don't rattle our world.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Don't tell us, you know, we create all this. And then there's those that are just, again, pain motivates you to open to more possibility
right.
and so seek other potential answers because pain will wear you down.
Yes, and it was clear that it wasn't just pain that was motivating you. It was the love of your children that motivated you to deal with your woundedness, which is great.
Very much. You know. I have a great conviction of motherhood. I'm not a big, I'm a fan of what I would call healthy astrology, understanding uh-huh. energy from that particular methodology. And
mm-hmm.
my son is in my fifth house, which is about, you know, a big family motherhood position. So
right,
I'm just energetically designed to be very much and integrity when it comes to being a parent, a mother, and wanting to support others in the same.
Mm-hmm. And that I word, integrity, is so important with your work. And that's one of the things that really impresses me about the energy profiling and connecting that to what we wear and, you know, our hairstyles and whether or not we are being in integrity with ourselves. And we're going to talk a lot more about that. We're going to have to go on a quick break. But when we return, more with Carol Tuttle and Dressing Your Truth.
The sun goes down, the stars come out, and all that counts is here and now. My universe will never be the same. I'm glad you came.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. As a former research statistician, my scientific background is what many would call sensible. For more than a decade now, I have been working in the field of energy medicine, facilitating sessions and teaching around the world. People from the mainstream often ask me, how did a sensible woman like you end up working in such an alternative field? Implicit in their question is the underlying assumption that the field of subtle energy, such as energy healing and intuition, isn't sensible. But I believe it is very sensible. Even scientists are able to measure aspects of this. Approaching life from an energetic perspective brings us new opportunity for healing and transformation. And from a practical standpoint, even if you can't rationally explain how something works, if you experience a shift from it, then doesn't it make it pretty sensible? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn takes everyday aspects of life and infuses them with the magic of soul and passion to help others. She wants to help you next. Lynn offers a myriad of spiritual healing, from chakra clearing, aura healing, to even corporate and business readings. Bring your game face and visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844 letter B, Intuit.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm talking to the author of Dressing Your Truth, Carol Tuttle. Now, Carol, you know, I was talking about how I found my way to your series of videos, which, you know, I have to tell you, you've got some of the best free content out there anywhere on the internet. So, you know, the first video I think I watched probably three times, and it was about energy profiling. Can you share a little bit about the different types of energy, the four types of energy?
I can, thank you. In the system, energy profiling could be at first glance called a personality profiling system, because those are the most common classification systems to understand ourselves based on attributes, tendencies. But the difference with energy profiling, it first looks at movement and a natural expression in us that we're born with,
even in our infancy, it's expressed. I even have mothers here that they have felt this movement in their babies when they're in the womb. And so we're looking at this as energy. And this energy then is expressed in what I call the five areas of assessment to understand your energy type. And they would be behavior tendencies, thoughts and feelings, physical characteristics, body language, and personality. So personality's in the mix, but it's only one of five areas of assessment. So we're looking beyond personality, because in my many years of assisting people, I learned that personality is all often skewed based on what we had to do to survive life and get our needs met.
Mm-hmm.
And so in the energy profiling system, there's four types of energy or movement. Type one is an upward light movement. In the world of dressing your truth, we call it the bright, animated woman. Ellen DeGeneres is one of my poster child type one women. She lives it, she dresses it. She's fully alive in it. She's a woman aligned with her truth. People, type one energy, every energy creates a natural gift in us. And that's why we have phrases like, you're a natural at that, that comes so easily to me. But often our gift and what's natural for us is shamed early in life. So we start to perceive it as a flaw. So in the case of a type one energy, their upward light movement creates a random, spontaneous, playful quality to it. They're full of ideas, hope, possibility, but they're also called silly, immature, irresponsible.
Mm-hmm.
So in their effort to avoid that, what they perceive as negative when it was shame, they'll avoid being the self. And that's the case for every type. And so the beauty in this, as you're discovering, is that there's really no flaw in you. There's only an opportunity to really manage who you are and to live it with honor and to use your gift to make a difference in your, to really live a fulfilling life, you have to live true to who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And to recognize who you are is a huge opportunity. And I hear from more women that thank you for helping me have permission to be who I am. I realize I really can't change it, nor should you.
And you're right, there is such shaming and a pressure to conform to certain behaviors and approaches to life, whether it be from our parents who view things in a particular way, to our teachers and other aspects of society. But as we do that, we not only keep people from being themselves, we don't have the broadness of what can be, and so we kind of limit our evolution as a society. So it seems like it would be really important to know who you are, authentically, and to express your energetic type. So let's say you're not a type one. What else might you be?
There is the second one is type two. The energy, where type 1 moves upward and out, the energy of a type 2 moves in a soft, fluid, cascading, relaxed movement. And type 2 energy just naturally creates a more sensitive quality to the person that leads with the type 2 energy. And you have all four types. You always lead with one of the four.
Sure.
So for women that are a type 2 energy, we call that quality of beauty the soft, subtle woman. And she has a more introvert energy, where type one is an extrovert or outward moving energy. Type two is a quietly inward moving with softer energy. And so their gift is a sensitivity to details and being able to gather details to create plans so that we have order and flow to things. And their negative opinion of themselves comes from being told that their energy is too slow or they're too sensitive. As children, they were probably told, stop crying, stop whining. I've learned that whining is a language in the world of a type 2 child. And parents have to learn how to work with it so that it's not shame, but it's encouraged, that other options are encouraged. So, type 3 energy is, again, an extrovert energy. It moves, it pushes forward with determination. It has a quality of being active-reactive. It has a it's not considered in our cultural stereotypes to be a feminine expression,
mm-hmm.
where type 1 and type 2 are. Type 3 has not been ever classified as a feminine movement. In fact, a lot, if women tend to mistype themselves, women over 50 have had a stronger cultural imprint about what it is to be female than, mm-hmm. you know, say, women in their 20s and 30s. And they'll have this sort of, they'll think they need to be soft and mm-hmm. gentle. And so when a type 3 woman recognizes, wow, and we call them the rich dynamic woman, this is a feminine expression. It's very honoring and very freeing. And their gift is to move things forward, move things into action. You'll see there's a sequence here that creates wholeness in humanity. You have type 1s that have ideas and hope, type 2s mm-hmm. that gather details to create a plan, type 3s say, let's get going, let's create a result. And so their movement just naturally gets everybody moving into action to create results.
Right.
The negative side is they're often told they're too pushy, they're too aggressive. Mm-hmm. Again, if there's that perception that to be a woman is to be soft, to be gentle, to follow, type 3 woman going, well, I follow myself. So,
right. And so it probably goes the opposite way, too, with type 1 and type 2 if you're a man, right?
Oh, very much so. Yeah, the we really categorize gender to be very specific movements. And those movements, as they express in attributes, have been very narrow and shaming when people don't fit them. So this is an opportunity. That's why people heal so quickly with this information. They're able to release those misperceptions and that shame energy. Mm-hmm. And it just heals. It's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And the type 4 is a more exact structured movement. It's a very linear movement. It has a quality of being precise. And we call this woman, the bold striking woman.
Mm-hmm.
And she has a very, her gift is to step back and look at the world with a critical eye to see what could be improved, to bring balance, perfect, mm-hmm. to perfect things. And the negative side of that is they're often told that they're too critical,
mm-hmm.
that they're too opinionated. They have a bold sense of themselves and wanting to know who they are. Important for a type 4 to be their own authority and to be recognized. They're very analytical in their process, determine what they value, where they stand on things, whether they're,
right.
they're not always an extrovert about it. They can be, but their nature is to go within and to reflect, to be still and reflect on things. And it's very supportive for type 4 people to know that the solitude is a nurturing experience, that being able to be by themselves for certain periods of time is actually kind of like healthy food is to everybody else. So.
Right. So,
I want to point out one thing. What's really interesting, people will first think they have to look at their personality, and I say it over and over and over, the most telling part of who we are is our physical features. We actually have certain movement in our faces that will declare our type. That's why I am very skilled in this, and I teach people how to do it in my books. So I don't want to be the only expert on what we call face profiling.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm able to look at anyone's face and tell you what type they are based on the movement I'm seeing, the shape of their eyes, shape of their nose, the shape of their face, the lines uh-huh. of their brows, their mouth. We have lines and shapes that all have certain patterns that are consistent with each of the four types.
Right. And, you know, when I was going through the process of trying to determine my type, that's where, when you started talking about physical features, I thought I was one type, and then I started listening to, you know, your guidance about how to look at the face and sort of determine the profile, and I came to discover that I was actually a different type than I thought. And
yeah,
it's one that I wasn't quite as
so
comfortable
valuable.
With because, you know, there were aspects of it, that the negativity part of it, you know, the way people can perceive it, that I had some shame around. So it was something that I had to release.
So we're going to have to go to another quick break, but before we go to break, I really want people to be able to find their way to this information and your wonderful videos. You're so good at these videos, Carol. What's your website?
The Beauty Pro, we call it Beauty Profiling, the Beauty Profiling online course. It's at dressingyourtruth.com/free course.
Yeah, okay. Dressingyourtruth.com. And when we come back, Carol, I'm going to want to hear from you, based on this typing, how we should choose to dress and style our hair and what the benefits are besides just looking good in our clothes. But we have to go to a quick break. More with Carol Tuttle, author of Dressing Your Truth, when we return here on The Christine Upchurch Show.
Some nights I stay up, cashing in my bad luck. Some nights I call it a draw. Some nights I wish that my lips could build a castle. Some nights I wish they'd just fall off. But I still wake up, I still see your gospel. Lord, I'm still not sure what I stand for.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. Years ago, when facing cancer, without any immediate treatment options, I sought healing by making various life changes. For a while, I followed a very restrictive diet. I often found myself obsessing about which foods were good and which ones were bad. Then one day, I realized I was consuming foods based on fear of not getting well. But I didn't want to make choices out of fear anymore. I decided it was far better for my immune system if I allowed myself to experience the joy that came from, say, eating frozen yogurt, than it was for me to ingest the fear that came from avoiding it. Now, instead of choosing healthy habits based on fear, I try to make choices because they feel right and ultimately bring me joy and ease. How many of your healthy habits are really based on fear? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Do you want to enjoy your salad dressing without the guilt of calories, processed ingredients, salt, and carbohydrates? Galios miso dressings are created in a certified organic plant with all natural organic ingredients. Choose from 6 delicious flavors. Order your dressings online now and get free shipping. Mention Dr. Pat and you will get an additional 10% discount. Visit www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOSCafe.com.
What do I stand for? Most nights I don't know anymore.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW, WBLQ, Cable Radio Network, and Transformation Talk Radio around the world, and lots of other stations too, iHeart, 35 stations in Australia, all over the world. I can't even keep track these days. But if you've been listening to the first half hour, I know that you want to take this further. Carol Tuttle is the author of Dressing Your Truth, Discover Your Type of Beauty. And it's fascinating information, Carol, to figure out what our basic energetic type is. And you talked about the 4 types. What's the benefit in knowing that and determining how we should dress and, you know, our makeup and hair, if we're women, of, you know, the makeup, based on this typing?
Yeah, I want to give people a little window into what we do and how I've set this up. my book is an actual first step in the Addressing Your Truth experience to help you. The free course that I'm sharing today, and the book that actually comes when you purchase the full program, those two resources help you determine your type. And then once you've determined your type, you can invest in our Dressing Your Truth experience, where I teach you how to now create fashion true to your type and style true to who you are as a woman through this very prolific online learning system. So most people have learned that people teach fashion tips and how-tos in a book. I realize that would be very confining. And I couldn't teach a whole lot, so I decided I was going to teach this all online, because today's technology, that really serves a very visual and aesthetic experience with much more success in learning it. So all of the dressing part of the program is online through an online learning portal.
And it's great because you can watch at your own leisure, and you can rewatch and take in the information deeper. And they're wonderful videos, Carol. I really do like them.
Thank you. We have a lot of content. I don't think there's anything we've missed. So you asked me what's the value of a woman learning how to dress, then dressing her truth, as I call it. And the first thing is I don't care how conscious you think you are, women care about how they look, even if you think you don't.
Right.
It's very hard to escape that. And I realize that any dismissal of that is dismissing our true feminine nature, because the true feminine loves beauty and loves the adornment of beauty. And it's a natural instinct in us to want to be beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a God-given right that every woman feels and looks beautiful. And yet we are byproducts of a fashion system that's been incapable of engaging us in that process. If anything, it's left us as kind of bodies in the past that say, sorry about that, but you don't get to be beautiful. That it's a very select, very narrow, to be beautiful has now become superficial. It's become unrealistic and impractical in how it's taught. It's just kind of become absurd entertainment, in my opinion. If you look at what the latest styles and trends are, I'm like, really? You know, the average woman isn't doing this. And so my goal is to reach the everyday woman, the women that wake up and look in the mirror and shame themselves, shame their hips, shame their face, especially when you hit 40 and you start moving into the whole what appears to be aging you. And I've come to realize that having the wrong hairstyle, the wrong color on your body, the wrong design lines, the wrong texture, it will age you prematurely. And so we're actually judging ourselves to be at fault when it's really this not knowing what looks best on us to be where the problem lies. So in Dressing Your Truth, I teach you, true to your type, what movement honors your physical features and your natural attributes. And I broke it down into five. There's five, what I call the five elements of dressing your truth: design line, texture, fabrication, pattern, and color. And you learn the movement of all five of those, that you can put them together in everything you wear and put on your body, even your hairstyle, your makeup, and your jewelry.
So can you give us some examples of, say, for a type one with that light upward, movement, spontaneity and lots of ideas, how somebody could be,
dressing their truth
versus sort of going against their energy?
Yeah, I'll give you the most common choice each type makes that's contrary to their movement.
That sounds great.
One tip on how to change it. So type ones want to be taken more seriously because they don't want to be judged as silly and like airheads. See, they want to be taken seriously. So they'll straighten their hair and they'll wear black. They want to, and they'll put on very more serious design, structured design lines. And so the biggest myth for all women is that we can all wear black. There's only one type that looks amazing in black, and that's type 4 women.
Really?
Everybody else, it just conflicts with our energy, and it's truly not a sacrifice when you learn what other options you have that you feel better in. So type 1 women need to wear a higher movement. If your hair's curly, learn how to do curly hair. Instead of black, a deep, dark chocolate, like I call it, the dark chocolate candy bar.
Uh-huh.
That brown is your best dark color instead of black. So you move it because it's warm. It has warmth in it, and their energy is warm, where black is a very cool. Here you have this highly, my best example of this is Sarah Palin when she was running for office and in the and really in the public airwaves. She's a type 1. She winks at the camera. She's highly animated. They stylized her as a type 4. They put her in glasses. They put her hair all tight. They put her in black suits. So now her animation comes across overstated. You're like, you should be serious. What are you doing? You know, and she gets judged for it then. And it's unfortunate because I'm sure she's an animated, bright animated woman, you know, with lots of ideas. And she makes sudden changes in life. You know,
right.
And she's like, where'd that come from? Okay.
That's fascinating. So what about
type twos feel like they're dull, they're boring, and so they wear bright colors. They brighten their hair, and now we see the colors and the hair, and we don't see the woman.
Right.
Because they are too much. They're not her energy. And so when they learn how to wear their beautiful colors and their softer fabrications, and they put together a beautiful look. And so they're meant to wear softer, more blended qualities of design and clothing, not try and brighten it up.
You know, it's interesting, Carol, because I've got a dear friend who is a type 2. And I didn't know that she had, like, gone through and you know, watched your all the videos of the program that you offer. And suddenly one day I looked at her and I said, oh, you look great. You know, there was just something very different about her. And then she shared with me that she had learned through your program, and she actually had one of the, I think it was a shirt or a scarf or something on, or maybe it was a necklace. There was something that she had gotten from your business as well that was supposed to be representative of type 2. And she just looked like she was blooming. It was fascinating.
Yeah, and so with sudden we see the woman. In each of these cases, when the woman starts stressing your truth, we have a lot of before and afters on our website.
Oh, yeah, they're amazing, too.
Yeah, you see it on every woman. And these are all women that have, we didn't do their makeover. They did their own makeover. And
because
of what they learned. We're not bringing these women in doing that. They send us in their photos. We get before and afters all the time. On our Dressing Your Truth Facebook page, we have Transformation Thursday. Those are all generated from women that are learning this program themselves. They're, you know, applying this information. We teach you everything from clothing, accessorizing, makeup, hair. So you can go to your hairstylist and say, this is what I want you to do to my hair.
Right.
And not go, I hope they get it right this time.
Well, you know, it's funny, Carol, because you and I had talked on the break. I'm a type 4, and you were suggesting that I've got a, you know, I'm type 1 secondary. Well, my regular hairstylist was out because of a back injury, and I saw somebody else. And she gave me this big, puffy hair, and I felt so uncomfortable because it just wasn't representative of who I am. Yeah, it looked great if you didn't know me, but it just was not representative of sort of my energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm helping women take the point of power and decision back to themselves rather than sales clerks, hairstylists,
exactly.
Friends, family. It's like, you know, women defer to a lot of other people when it comes to, does this look good on me? You know, and I'm like, you have in my book, you learn what I call you have a beauty sixth sense.
Mm-hmm.
That you have an innate intuitive gift to know what is right for you that supports your beauty. And once you learn dressing your truth, women always say this. Now I know why I love that look or that style or that color and why they were naturally drawn to it. And I said, that's your beauty sixth sense.
And you know, Carol, so many of us are concerned about how our bodies look, and there are lots of women who feel like too heavy. And it's fascinating to see the makeovers of women who go from looking kind of frumpy to looking like just beautiful women. And it's not about getting the slimming clothes, is it?
No, in fact, the five elements actually are more applicable than what we have some body shape guidelines in the course that you can refer to, but most women find that when they follow the five elements for their type and incorporate those into their choices, those naturally give the benefit of making you look slimmer. I mean, I've decided we're all looking how we're meant to look versus everything else we've been doing makes us look heavier, older, and feel tired. So I'm just bringing people back, women back to the point of balance, the point of correction that's accurate, I think. So, that's alignment. When you're in alignment inwardly and outwardly, you look good. You feel good. You're going to look balanced no matter your size.
Well, we're going to have to go to another quick break, but when we return, Carol, I'm going to want you to talk about type 3s, type 4s, and how dressing your truth can affect our lives in areas that have nothing to do with fashion when we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
I'm Peggy Snow with another Stellar Reflections Minute. Presence, or what we think of as being fully in the moment, is a key element in the process of healing work. As a practitioner facilitating a session, genuine presence takes us out of our heads, where we tend to decide what is and maybe what should be for the client, and moves us into direct experience where we're available to witness the person in their wholeness. In this receptive realm, our senses are heightened and expanded, allowing us to perceive what's seeking to unfold and to interact in the moment. There's something profoundly powerful that happens when healing is approached in this simple, pure way. Balance can be restored and healing can take place on multiple levels. If you'd like more information about the services we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/TheDrPatShow and click the like button. Then go to Twitter.com/TheDrPatShow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's Facebook.com/TheDrPatShow and Twitter.com/TheDrPatShow.
Thank you.
welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. Talking to Carol Tuttle, who's the author of Dressing Your Truth, Discover Your Type of Beauty. Now, Carol, before we had to go to break, you had talked about the fashion of type 1s and type 2s that will allow them to be in integrity with themselves. Can you share with our listeners about type 3s?
Yes, and again, connecting everyone back to this is about movement. So we're matching movement of what you're putting on your body and creating in your style to match your own movement. So in the world of a type 3, it's a push forward, more dynamic, angular, textured movement with more substance to it. And it's common that these women don't want to, they're trying to override that, so they'll try and put on softer clothing, trying to soften themselves. And that will just dramatically age them. And again, there is a sense in a type 3 woman's life of having this quality of a certain kind of power. So they are drawn to black because it feels powerful. It feels, and it's easy. Type 3 women are practical. I'm a type 3. Shopping is it's kind of like in, out, get it done, where it's a good deal.
Right.
And black becomes kind of your, hey, if everyone can wear it, that's easy to buy. And there's this reference to it being having some kind of substance to it. So a lot of type 3 women end up with a lot of black in their closet.
Okay.
And it's very aging on a type 3 woman because our facial lines we have the most angles and texture, deeper lines. Joan Rivers is a type 3. Would it have made a difference for her choices and her choice to have different surgeries throughout her life if she had known her attributes as a type 3 woman and then dressed to support them so that, you know, she may have not have gone that far with it, but she was to the extreme she did. And she even says early in her comedy career that she wasn't feminine. And I thought that was interesting because that was based on the cultural stereotype of what the feminine is. And I think, yes, you are, Joan. You're incredibly powerful. You're very passionate about what you do, you know.
Uh-huh.
So, and the type 4 woman's life, she has this is the world of the supermodel. All supermodels are either type 4s or secondary type 4s in their energy. And so they'll, in their ability to be critical and to see imbalance, they'll be very critical of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll see that they'll deem certain expressions as flaws in their features that really aren't. And in order to kind of play down what they've been told is they're too strong of a presence or being too opinionated, they'll wear a lot of gray. I find that fat, but they do. They wear a lot of gray. So I gotta tone myself down, you know.
Right.
And they'll think, you know, comfort is a big feature in their world. Where type 2 women, they're always going to aesthetically relate to, is it comfortable to my skin and my body?
Uh-huh.
Type 4 women relate to comfort. Does it fit my body properly?
Okay, yeah.
Does the waistline fit properly? Is the collar holding its shape? Is it structured? So they'll have all those preferences, but they're just choosing. They tend to make those choices in their design lines naturally for those because they want certain, they have a very, you know, strong opinion about what they want to wear, but they'll just wear gray a lot. And that, in the type 4 women's physical attributes, their skin has a reflective quality to it, and it picks up the undertone of the gray and muddies their skin. So now they think their skin is imperfect. When really it's what they're wearing that's causing that effect.
Fascinating. So if we know our energy type, then we can choose fashion that actually enhances who we are naturally and is going to be less aging for us.
Yeah, very much. Yeah, after you learn your type and you learn the 5 elements of dressing your truth, and you're going to be blown away at your ability to shop and what you create in your wardrobe becomes. The challenge goes from not loving much of what you have and struggling with what to wear to the challenge of I love everything I have.
Mm.
How do I make sure I wear it all?
Well,
it's
that
so
sounds
fun.
Great. I'm not there yet. I'm definitely not there. And You know, I've been moving, and it's...
Well, it takes a process.
Going through all sorts of old stuff, I'm thinking, why did I ever buy that? Or, you know, there's just something about this that doesn't seem right to me, and yet it's hard to let go of that old stuff. But what happens to people when they let go of all the shoulds and they release the shame and start to become in alignment with who they truly are in terms of how they dress?
Well, one thing that just naturally happens is you physically get healthier.
Interesting.
That's a lot of contradictive energy to let go of that frees the body up. Women will lose weight. It's very common that women lose weight. They have conditions that start to heal. Yeah, I don't market it that way.
Uh-huh.
I don't, you know, that's not the motive. You know, I want women to love themselves, learn to love themselves exactly where they are. But in that ability to start loving themselves, that love generates a healing force in them.
Right.
And that's a big, makes a big difference on the physical level.
And does it shift, knowing about the different types of energetic types, does it shift relationships? Can it shift relationships?
Definitely. My other books are very focused on that, where beauty profiling and discover your type of beauty is very much to help a woman understand kind of the psychological wounding that we've all gone through in the current fashion system and how to awaken from that and then learn your type.
Mm-hmm.
I have a book called It's Just My Nature that gets more into the relationship, where it helps us understand both the types from a male-female perspective. And then my parenting book, The Child Whisperer, helps you profile your children. Mm-hmm. And it makes incredible difference because you now understand the natural quality of people, and you have the ability to create, change your expectations that then mm-hmm. align with who they are.
Yeah. And that makes so much sense, because I think that there are a lot of people out there right now who are struggling to find their authentic self and become comfortable with it. And this is just, you know, one approach that goes well beyond fashion, and it has to do with accepting ourselves and accepting others, too. Isn't that a big part of it?
Well, yeah. I mean, in my book, It's Just My Nature, I talk a lot about how these four movements express in the nature world, because the origin of them, I believe, are the elements in our DNA, which are nitrogen, oxygen, hydrogen, and carbon. And everything uh-huh. in the physical world is created from these four elements. We're created from them. Trees, mm-hmm. plants, animals, everything is created from the same four elements. But in the world of nature, that nature is not judged. In the world mm-hmm. of human nature, we judge it all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So before we end the show, Carol, please share with our listeners again how they can find their way to your videos and your book.
Go to dressingyourtruth.com/free course. And the book actually comes with the bigger Dressing Your Truth purchase, the program, but the free online course will introduce you to the four types and help you start that process.
Mm-hmm. And we're also going to put a link to that free course on the Stellar Reflections website, stellarreflections.com, on the radio show page when we post the MP3 version of this show later today, early tomorrow. So you can find your way to it on my website as well. I really do think this is valuable. In 30 to 45 seconds or less, can you share, just sum up for people why this is important?
Well, I just to know yourself and be able to live it with gratitude and joy, I believe, and that's my passion in sharing this information, that everyone deserves to have the ability to recognize who they are and live from that place of authenticity and support mm-hmm. others in that same potential. And in that, we create more harmony, more equanimity, and cooperation and joy in the world.
Yes, and you are definitely doing your part to support people in that process.
Oh, thank you.
And thank you so much for joining me here today, Carol. I really appreciate
it. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. And I hope you enjoyed the show. I hope you'll join us here again next week, because same time, same place, Fridays, 11 a.m. Pacific time. And be well, everybody.
You've been listening to the Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.StellarReflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.TransformationTalkRadio.com. Talkradio.com.